Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Mother Nature is giving us at least one more big delivery of valley rain and mountain snow for the season.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. April storm. Adam?
Amanda, well, here in Salt Lake City, it is very light right now, just wet outside, but this is going to be an all-day kind of thing, and if you live between Brigham City and central Utah, there's a chance you could see up to an inch of rain before midnight. And despite the fact that it's mid-April, the mountains are getting another big round of snow.
The mountains, we're going to see a widespread 6 to 12, possibly as high as 18 inches up in the upper Cottonwoods.
National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christine Cruz tells me that the rain is expected to taper off tonight around 10 or 11. Temperatures are going to climb back up into the 60s tomorrow. Little rain forecasted for the next week. Could be pushing the 70s again by Saturday. Live in downtown Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Some of the snow in our highest mountain peaks might make it all the way through the summer without melting. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage. April storm.
The snowpack we have this year is similar to last year, up to 140% higher than normal in some areas. Because the snowfall is so deep, we may be seeing white-capped mountains through the summer months and even all year round. Our KSL meteorologists say there shouldn't be any major flooding as long as the weather does not heat up too much too quickly.
There will likely still be some minor flooding in various locations this spring, but the reservoirs, rivers, and lakes have enough capacity to hold the snowmelt.
A broken pipe flooded a Highland neighborhood, and local resident John Stevens says the community came together to help. KSL-TV's Brianna Chavez has more.
Hundreds of people from around the area did what they could to help, filling up sandbag after sandbag to help the flooding from hitting more homes like John's.
There's probably 20-plus homes that could have been flooded if not for the neighbors coming together and just taking charge.
The basements of two homes were badly flooded.
Back to the snowpack for a moment here. It's expected to give the Great Salt Lake a needed boost. We get that story from KSL News Radio's Michael Commit. Michael?
Tim, officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service tell the Standard Examiner the most likely outcome is we'll gain just a little over 1 million acre-feet of water between now and July. This would add about 0.9 feet to the lake's level, according to an agency report. And to break it down regionally, the lake's southern end is nearly at 4,194 feet in elevation. It could reach 4,196 feet for the first time since 2017. It's not as healthy as we'd like, but it's still more than we've seen in the past several years. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The so-called hush money trial against former President Donald Trump begins jury selection today, and the former president arrived at the courthouse about 30 minutes ago. Here is ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley.
The whole case falls apart if the Trump lawyers are able to persuade the jury that Michael Cohen is not to be trusted. And it'll really come down to if he connects with the jury, and you need all 12 of them. If one of them decides they're not persuaded, then the government effectively loses.
The former president says he can't get a fair trial in New York because too many potential jurors have been exposed to negative stories about him.
Media outlets are putting pressure on both former President Trump and President Biden to take part in debates ahead of the general election. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks has more.
All five major broadcasting cable networks, the AP, USA Today, and others, saying collectively that this decades-old tradition of presidential debates should continue, that it is essential for voters. Now, former President Donald Trump has challenged Biden to debate, but he has not committed to any specifics. Of course, he skipped all of the Republican primary debates, and the Republican National Committee said that it was barring its candidates from participating in the traditional general election debate.
So nothing carved in stone yet. Neither of the candidates have committed to take part in debates.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
The crash in Provo is still affecting a lot of people. The vehicles are over as far to the left as they can push them, but it looks like some people are still moving out of the HOV lane as they come up on the crash site near University Avenue. Slowdowns going all the way back into Springville. We've got I-15 slowdowns in Linden now, and Point of the Mountain to Sandy if you're heading over the point into the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Affordable child care, or lack thereof, has a huge impact on small business growth. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
A new survey from the Small Business Majority shows nearly 60% of small business owners who are parents have a hard time growing their businesses because of issues finding affordable childcare. About half of them say it's because parenting requires them to take more time away from their business. Another big problem is that with inflation and rising childcare costs, parents are paying more for childcare, which means they have less to spend on their businesses.
About a third of small business owners who are parents reported lost earnings because of childcare issues.